Father, bless these words. This is the kids' message. So turn in your Bibles, please, to Hebrews 11. In verse 3, the Word of God says, "By faith we understand that the worlds were framed." Framed means formed. God made the world by the Word of God. How did God create the worlds? He's not just talking about our world and all the other worlds out there. He made them by the Word of God. I think sometimes we don't recognize how powerful the Word of God actually is. It's amazingly powerful. In Hebrews 4:12, the Word of God says that the Word of God is quick, that means living, and extremely powerful. So much so that it can divide the soul from the spirit. That is intensely powerful. And it can also divide your joints from your marrow. Now, your marrow is inside of your bones. And it can divide that. Now, that has a specific meaning. It's talking about bones, but it also has another type of meaning. It really means your spiritual life from your practical life. But the thing about it is that the Word of God is extremely powerful. We sit in church sometimes and we listen to the Word of God and we want to make sure that we understand something. While it is good teaching and it is good for instruction, the Word of God says that in 2 Timothy 3:16, that it's good for instruction. In other words, it is a good teacher. You want to know how to live your life? Go to the Word of God. You want to know what the reality of things is? Go to the Word of God. Even in science, you want to know the truth about science? Go to the Word of God. The Word of God has always been shown to be correct. It's a good teacher, but it means more than just being a good teacher. It's also very powerful. The Bible says that God sends His Word to heal people. Now, that can mean that He heals their thoughts. In other words, their thinking in a wrong sort of way, and the Word of God can make them think in the right sort of way, but it can also mean that He heals their bodies. I've actually seen people get their bodies healed when the Word of God was being preached. There was a man, I'll never forget, he's a missionary right now in Asia. He had an extremely difficult back situation. Basically, his back was broken. And he couldn't walk. He couldn't even sleep in a bed, how bad his back was. He had to sleep on the floor. But he couldn't just sleep on the floor flat. He actually had to put his feet on a chair. The top part of his legs would be vertical, going up and down. And then the rest of him would be on the floor. That's the only way he could lay down without being in extreme pain. And one day we were in church, and my pastor, his name is Dr. Stevens, he was preaching, and he started preaching about how the Word of God heals people. And the Word of God healed this man's back. And he got up in the middle of church, and pastor encouraged it. He didn't do it out of order. But he was encouraged to do it, and he got up in the middle of church, and he literally ran around the chapel. That chapel was big. He could barely walk, and he started running, and he hasn't had any pain whatsoever after that. God totally healed him. The Word of God is very powerful. When you receive the Word of God, it sounds like words because we give it in words. But it's more than just words. Number one, it's the mind of God. In other words, you want to know what God thinks? It's in the Word of God, in the Bible. The Bible is the Word of God. You want to know what God thinks? You want to know what He says? It's in the Bible. And He will tell you, and He does, in the Bible, what He thinks about absolutely everything. You can find an answer for everything in the Bible. Now, it is so powerful that John chapter 1 tells us it became alive. Can you imagine that? Words all of a sudden become living things. Well, when the Word of God became alive, do you know who it became? It became Jesus. Jesus was when the Word of God became alive. And it is still alive. That's why it says the Word of God is alive. That's how powerful it is. God created everything using the Word of God. In Genesis chapter 1, God said, "Let there be," and He named all the things that He created. Now, He named them generally, but nevertheless, "Let there be stars in the heavens." Well, actually, as he put it back then, "lights in the heavens," because that's how the writers back then understood stars. They were the lights in the heavens. That's what they called them. And so they said, God said, "Let there be lights in the heavens." And God created the stars. Just by the word. Now, in science we see this is true. The Bible says that God holds all things together by His word. Everything. Your body is held together by the word of God. The world is held together by the word of God. The universe is held together by the word of God. Now, there's something that's really puzzling to scientists, physicists particularly. For a long time, they've been studying the universe, space. And they're finding some pretty remarkable things about them. One of the things they're finding is that the universe is made of a type of fabric, which seems kind of strange to everybody, but it is. Albert Einstein is the first one who told us this. And since that time, scientists have shown he was right. That there's sort of like a fabric type thing. It's not like a fabric you wear, but it has a similar quality. Everything in the universe is placed into this fabric. Time is placed into this fabric. The planets, the stars are placed into this fabric. And so scientists are wondering, what is this fabric made of? And a few years ago, they found out, and this surprised me when I was first hearing about it. Then I read about it from the scientists who first came up with the idea, and it made a lot of sense. He said the universe is made of information, which is kind of strange. How does information make something? Well, the Word of God is information. That's completely in agreement with what the Bible says. And the way that he described it is this. He said that the thing, whatever it is that makes up the fabric of the universe, that it's put into clusters, into groups. And those groups, when you put them together in a certain way, contain information. Let me give you an example. You guys have seen things written down, right? You have these shapes on paper and you understand what the shape means. The shapes are letters. And if you put the letters in a specific way together, they'll make different meanings. And if you rearrange the order of the letters, they can make different meanings. And so you have these shapes, these clusters, these groupings of things in specific ways, and there's information in it. Have you seen maybe if you go to the store, the scanner that the cashier uses, you know what I'm talking about? And it's like little bars, right? Little lines, and there's a whole bunch of them, and they put the scanner on the little lines. That's information. It's the pattern of the lines, the thickness and the pattern of the lines that contains the information. Well, in the same way, the universe, what it's made of, is patterned in such a way that it has information in it. Information has meaning. It's saying something. And the Bible tells us what it's saying. It's the Word of God. It's like another sort of a written language, except this is the language that is making up the entire universe, which is really pretty amazing. That's how powerful the Word of God is. It's no small potatoes. It is incredibly powerful. It has the ability to transform you. It has the ability to heal you. It has the ability to protect you. It has the ability to make things happen. It's extremely powerful. It's not like it's magic or anything weird like that. But it is the Word of God. And the Word of God is the mind of God, and that is powerful. So when you guys are sitting here listening to messages, or if you read your Bible, it's not just an idea. It's something that is real, and it's something that is powerful. And it has an impact. It has an effect. It does things. It does them in you. It does them for you. And then it does them through you. Jesus said to his disciples, "Greater things than I do, will you do?" How in the world am I going to do greater things than Jesus? It's the Word of God. When Jesus lives inside of you, the Word of God lives inside of you. And so you have the same power, same ability, actually, that Jesus had. That's why he said, if you say to this mountain, be removed, it's going to be removed. How can that be? It's just the Word of God. That's why he says, ask me what you will, and it will be done for you. How can that be? It's the Word of God. It's very powerful. Very powerful. It's more powerful than anything else there is. Because it had the ability to create everything, including you. Very powerful. So remember that when you listen to church or when you read your Bible, that the Word of God is very powerful and there is absolutely nothing that it cannot do. And because it's in you, there's nothing you can't do because the Word of God is in you. Now, it's not you that's doing it. It's the Word of God that's doing it for you. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, that's it for today.